regardless of how good or holy of a Christian you might be, doesn't exclude us from troubles and trials. We have to realize that although the devil may be trying to destroy us, God is trying to strengthen us. God wants to help us to have a greater faith and trust in Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
I just love the Word of God. It is so good. You know, yesterday we talked about testings and trials of our faith. Job 23:10 said, "But He knows the way that I take. When He has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." Notice Job said, "When He has tested me," not "if He has tested me." Do you know that you don't have to go looking for troubles and trials? No, they'll find you. In fact, you can take off and go to the other side of the world, try hiding in a cave where nobody knows where you are, turn off your cell phone, sell your computer, turn in the keys, but friend, troubles and trials will find you. You can run, but you can't hide. Somehow, in some way, troubles just seem to be able to find us. James said, "Count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations." The word diverse means various. It means that there are many different kinds of trials. And it also means that there are no two trials just alike. You know, they say that no two snowflakes are just alike. Out of all the millions and millions and millions of snowflakes, they're just a little bit different. And so are trials. Job said, "Yet man is born under trouble as the sparks fly upward." Well, have you ever been around a campfire? And as the fire is burning, you see the thousands of sparks fly upward. And if the wind blows your direction, some of the sparks land on you. And so we jump up real fast and try to get out of the way because we don't want to get burned. But we can also react that way to trials. I can imagine Job sitting next to a campfire and looking at those sparks and relating it to those trials and troubles. All those sparks, and he was thinking, boy, there are a lot of them. And sometimes the wind blows in our direction, and then we experience times of trouble, don't we? Well, what did Jesus have to say about the matter? Jesus said, "In the world, ye shall have tribulation." That's right. In this life, in this temporary life, we live in the world, we work in the world. In this world, you're going to have troubles, trials, difficulties, pressures. That's right, my friend. In other words, as long as we live in the world, as long as we have breath in our lungs, we will experience troubles as sparks fly upward from a campfire. And sooner or later, one of those sparks will land on you. Troubles are no respecter of people. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. They come to all people. The Bible says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The question is this: what is God doing in these times of trials and troubles? What is God trying to accomplish in me? What is God trying to produce? Well, Romans 5:3 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." The Bible says glory in tribulations. Well, I don't know about you, but it's hard to glory in times of trouble. When trouble hits, that's not usually the time I start shouting for joy. I'm not jumping up and down thanking Jesus for the hard times, but I think that if I understood the purpose for the trial, it might help me to get through it just a little bit easier. Therefore, if we had a proper view of the trial, it might help us to endure with a little greater success. You see, the word worketh means produce. So what is God trying to produce in you? What is God trying to work in you? Well, here it is: patience. We might not like that, but nevertheless, this is what God is trying to accomplish in our life. So what is it that God is trying to accomplish or produce in you? Well, here it is. Number one, He wants to strengthen your faith. That's right. That's what God wants to do in and through your life. He wants to strengthen your faith and your trust in Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.